listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, spending time on the back roads of Wisconsin, you might come across downtowns with vacant storefronts and old signage and barns and houses that have been left on their own. We'll talk to a photographer who spent the last 20 years documenting these parts of rural America through the lens of his camera. First, between now and the August 14th primary, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested primaries for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and The Morning Show. You can find all of these interviews as they happened at wisconsinvote.org. Today, we wrap up the Democratic candidates for lieutenant governor. The winner of that primary will face the incumbent, Rebecca Clayfish, in November as part of the Democratic ticket. Kurt Kober is a business person whose past work was in retail strategy for the Clorox Company. He's also the co-founder of an industrial design startup. He's with us now at our studios in Madison. Kurt Kober, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks again for having me, Rob.
Well, what role do you see for an effective lieutenant governor?
Yeah, you know, the lieutenant governor of Wisconsin is a role that's largely shaped by the person that occupies it. And I have a very clear vision for the role to be very active. There are really two pieces I see it. One is acting and serving for the governor when they need my help on negotiating or working on a particular initiative. But I will come into this race and aim to, as lieutenant governor, work on really two major issues. One is being a public advocate for all of our public schools, K through 12, our technical colleges, and our UW system. And then secondly, really spearheading initiatives to help build a culture of entrepreneurship in our state. And we've had a good model of what this looks like when Barbara Lawton was our lieutenant governor. She had a very clear portfolio and measurement of that portfolio and was very successful in the role.
How do you see your background as someone in the business world helping you in your role as lieutenant governor?
Yeah, I always tell people I've had experience in nonprofits and in education and in business. And, you know, the thing that kind of connects all of those things is helping organizations transform to meet the needs of the new economy or a new vision for an organization. When I was at UW Green Bay, for example, for undergraduate, I led a student initiative along with a broader set of students to raise over $45 million to build new facilities on that campus, facilities you'll see there today. We had set a vision. We made it very clear what the first, second, and third steps were, and then engaged the broader community, the state legislature, and eventually the Joint Finance Committee. So that experience in education, nonprofits, and business is a diverse set of experiences that I want to bring to this role.
And you'd be coming from outside the world of politics. Do you see that as a pro, a con, a little of both?
Yeah, I think it is a bit of both. I think, you know, we are in a time where there's phenomenal change around us, and we need fresh ideas and fresh thinking about how to solve for those things. And so having someone come from outside the political system, but that's been very civically engaged in every community that I've ever lived in, I think is a good balance for this role.
Now, you're going to be, as if you win your primary, you'll be part of a ticket with TBD, one of eight possible candidates
right.
for governor. How do you see yourself working with as yet unknown candidate for governor?
Yeah, this is one of the things, as I, even before I started the campaign, started meeting with the candidates that were running for governor to talk about my vision for the office and understand what their vision is for the office. And so in those conversations with every one of those candidates, I think we've been very clear. They've been very clear with me, and I've been clear with them on what the role looks like, both in the campaign as well as after being elected.
Talking to Kurt Kober, a candidate running for lieutenant governor in the Democratic primary. Let's take a caller. We've got Steve on the line in Sun Prairie. Steve, hi.
Hi, yes. My question is we have a very divided state right now. In this age of Trump derangement syndrome, in a state that voted for Trump in the last election, what are you going to do to try to keep your party in line from a civil standpoint so that our state isn't as divided? It's very easy to point to the other side and blame others, but what are you going to do specifically to keep your own party in line to honor that flag to be civil to each other?
Steve, thanks for the call. Kurt?
Yeah, Steve, thank you again for that question. It's part of the reason why I'm running, honestly. As you stated earlier, I've come from outside the political system. Because as I was talking to Wisconsinites, you know, we've spent working on this for about a year, although we launched the campaign in January. And one of the things I did and a team of us did as we traveled the state is we just listened. We just asked questions and listened. And what we heard across our state was the common theme is people feel like we're not making investments to allow our communities to be places where every generation can live, work, and thrive, at least, you know, broadly across our state. And so one of the things I really am talking about in my campaign is we need to be zero focused on what it takes to build strong communities again, where every generation can live, work, and thrive. And that means we need to invest. And what that looks like can be different, right? And how we transform education, for example, to be seamless for students while, you know, respecting educators. You know, I think we have the opportunity to have a different conversation, and that's what I'm trying to do in my campaign.
One possible outcome in November is that we could end up with a Democratic governor and lieutenant governor and Republicans in control of one or both chambers of the state legislature. How do you see yourself in a situation like that, reaching across party lines to get stuff done?
Yeah, this is one thing that I'm passionate about. You know, the work of government doesn't stop because of divided government. If we have a Democrat in the executive branch and Republicans in the legislative, it's part of why I'm running for lieutenant governor, is because we can get work done in this office that doesn't require legislation. But there is opportunity, I believe, for legislation to be dealt with a Democratic governor and Republican assembly and state senate. As you look at high-speed internet, for example, in our state, I talk about this a lot on the campaign trail because, you know, there are too many people, almost 20% of Wisconsinites that don't have access to high-speed internet. And there are people, you know, here in Madison who are just paying too much and getting too little. And as I've talked to Democrats and Republicans in the state's Senate and Assembly, I've found that there's actually opportunity to come together and solve that issue. And I believe that there are a bunch of issues that we can work together on.
Now, looking ahead to a general election campaign, if you are the nominee, Governor Walker and Republicans can point to low unemployment numbers here in Wisconsin. They have a long list of what they can point to and say, hey, we've got good economic news. Why knock us out of office now?
Yeah, I think that what I've heard from voters all over the state is, you know, we have a low unemployment rate because we have a lot of people working a lot of jobs. It used to be you could have one job and pay the bills and take care of your family. Increasingly, we're seeing people taking two or three jobs to make ends meet. So, you know, the other side can have the conversation about what that unemployment rate looks like. But when you look at wages in our state, you know, they're pretty almost flat to what we saw back in 2010. And so that is, you know, felt by everyone in our state. And so that's why I always talk about we need to build a new economy in our state, one that produces better paying, meaningful work, not just a low unemployment rate.
Staying on the jobs theme, a lot of the Democratic candidates for governor have expressed concern about Foxconn and the incentive package, and I'm understating things there. Some of them want to cancel the deal. Some want to renegotiate it. What would you look for with Foxconn?
Yeah, with Foxconn, I believe it's a bad deal for Wisconsin taxpayers. It's a bad deal for us on a variety of fronts, environmentally and economically. And one of the things I will offer up to the governor is to lead negotiations with Foxconn to deal with the environmental issues around air and water and ground, as well as the economic issues. And how do we develop that supplier network for Foxconn to really make the project pay out? This wouldn't be my first time doing that kind of work. I've negotiated with companies much larger than Foxconn, and I'd be happy to take on that that challenge.
And as we start to wrap up, who or what inspired you to pursue a career, or at least this post, in public service?
Yeah, there's so many people. You know, one of my Wisconsin political heroes is Dave Obey. I think he was a champion for Wisconsinites when he was in the majority and was in the minority. He was focused on getting things done. And that's my orientation. You know, whether we're in the majority or the minority, we have to get things done for Wisconsinites. We've got to get creative on how we do that. So he's been an inspiration for me, but there are a variety of others too.
We'll leave it there for now. Kurt, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Kurt Kober, businessperson and Democratic candidate running for lieutenant governor in the primary campaign. Between now and the August 14th primary, WPR has invited candidates who are running in contested primaries to join us for interviews on Central Time and The Morning Show. You can find all of those interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Tune in all next week at 4:30 and 6:30 to hear our conversations with the candidates for governor.